Hey guys, welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. Hope everything's going great in your life. Today we are still talking about the fact that God is omniscient. He knows everything. There's absolutely no question he can't answer. Nothing is hidden from him. He has never forgotten anything. He is never surprised by anything. He knows what has happened. He knows what is happening. He knows what will happen. Nothing that he doesn't know. We're going to talk a little bit more about that and about how we live our life knowing that God knows everything. How does that change the way we should live? What do we do about the fact that God knows everything about us? But first, the joke of the day. Hey kid, what did the left eye say to the right eye? Between me and you, something smells. All right, kid, it's time for you to wake up. We are talking this week about the fact that God knows everything. If you want to sound smart, you can say that God is omniscient. He knows everything that has ever happened, everything that ever will happen, and everything that could have happened. He knows how everything works. He knows where everything is. He knows what everyone is thinking. God knows you completely. He knows everything you've ever done, good or bad. He knows everything you've ever thought, good or bad. He knows your feelings, your dreams, your fears, and the things that make you so angry. You can't hide anything from God. You can hide things from other people, but never him. You remember Adam and Eve foolishly tried to hide from God after they sinned in the Garden of Eden, but he knew exactly where they were and exactly what they had done. So what are we supposed to do since we know that God sees every bad thing we have ever done? We can't pretend like they didn't happen, but we can do something about it. If you're a child of God and you have sin in your life, that sin messes up your relationship with him. You're still his child, and he never ever will let go of you. And because he's everywhere, you are never away from him, but you don't get to experience his presence the same way because of the sin in your life. 1 John 1:9 tells us, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. To confess your sin to God simply means to admit you have sinned and agree with God that it was wrong. God, I did this thing. It was wrong for me to do it, and I'm sorry. When Christians do that, God forgives our sin and gets rid of our unrighteousness. We get to go back to our relationship with him in a healthy, close way. Christians mess up. We sin. God knows what we do when we do it, but he doesn't kick us out of his family. We are still his children, but we do need to confess our sins to keep close relationship with him. People who are not in God's family also need to deal with their sin. The Bible teaches that people must repent of their sin and put their trust in Jesus to be rescued from their sin and adopted into God's family. Maybe you're feeling the Lord calling you to be adopted into his family if you've never done that before. You could talk to a parent or another Christian adult you trust about doing that right away.